Hey everyone, it's Matt here. I hope you're all well. Some of you may know that on Friday the 8th of May 2015, I called LBC to speak to the Parliament Hour panel hosted by Ian Dale. And I rang basically to say that for the first time in my life, I had woken up to discover a Tory majority, and that I was afraid for the first time as somebody with a disability about the future. Many of you know that I'm trying to get my audiobook, not-for-profit, off the ground. And whilst I'm doing that, obviously I do so in, or I have done so, with the understanding that if it all goes wrong and it doesn't work, there is a welfare system that looks after disabled people in this country. And I'm afraid for the first time, because I have a horrible feeling that that's about to change, and that if I do find that my little venture doesn't come off, I could end up in a really bad situation, because the safety net is being shredded, so to speak. I'm really recording this because I'm a little bit concerned that some people have taken my words a bit out of context. I've had been looking on Twitter, and I've noticed people saying that I called in and said I was afraid of for my life under a Tory government, and I'm not afraid for my life at all. I don't think that anything's going to happen to disabled people that way. But I do think life is going to become a lot more difficult for disabled people over the next 5 years, if the previous 5 years are anything to go by. And I think it's very important to keep in mind that in the previous 5 years, some of the more radical proposals and plans of the Tory government were tempered and kept in check by the presence of the Liberal Democrats in the coalition. And unfortunately, we now don't have a Tory-Lib coalition. We have a straight Tory government with, I believe, some rather dangerous ideologists at the helm. And I think we are going to see some very, very radical changes, some of which are going to be departures even from previous Tory pledges and manifesto positions and so on. So I just wanted to address a few of the things I've been reading about my little run-in with ex-Tory MP Michael Brown. I didn't say that I was afraid for my life. I was saying that I was afraid that now that I am doing what the Tories want me to do, which is try and get myself into the workplace, albeit as a self-employed person, I'm afraid that the safety net that I was kind of hoping would still be there if everything went belly up may not be there to support me if I fall. And I did say that during the call. I also noticed that, you know, less than 24 hours in, the Department of Work and Pensions has already made an announcement regarding access to work scheme. And the access to work scheme is a scheme that once a disabled person has a job, the access to work scheme will fund specialised equipment, transport where appropriate, and also sighted assistance. If it's a blind person, for example, they might need a sighted helper to read printed documents, like printed letters and things to them, and that sort of thing. And yes, I am aware that the cost of that support can run to tens of thousands of pounds per year. And unfortunately, blindness is a very expensive disability to accommodate. Many blind people are very intelligent, and many of us have degrees and things. But because we're so dependent on expensive computer equipment and you know, things like that to interact with the digital world around us, we are we receive some of the higher payments from the Access to Work scheme. And I just feel that this is a valediction of my position when I called Michael Brown the other day, because on the one hand, the Tories have made the work capability assessment incredibly difficult, and it's very likely that blind people who can read Braille, for example, will in fact be found fit for work. But then once we get a job and find ourselves in the workplace, they're planning to drastically reduce the amount of Access to Work funding available. So we're kind of between a rock and a hard place. It's a catch-22 situation. There's loads of clichés coming here, aren't there? We have to get into work because they don't want us on benefits anymore. But once we're in work, they don't want to support us anymore because they're saying that the bill is too expensive. It currently stands at something like £108 million per year. And if more disabled people get into work, that bill is going to rise. So it could ultimately end up in a being a lot more expensive now in the future than it is now. So I am afraid of where things are headed. I'm not afraid for my life, though. So I want to put that to bed now, because that was a silly comment on Twitter, and I don't like words being put in my mouth. And I am afraid that the safety net provided by disability benefit will not be there to catch me if my attempt at getting into work fails because of the planned Tory cuts. And that is my position, and I will stick to my position. And if anybody wants to discuss it, send me a message on here or reach me on Twitter at Sonic Maverick, and I'll be happy to debate with you. But I will stick to my position. The Tory government is planning to make substantial cuts to the disability welfare situation. And I believe that the secure position of disabled people, which I've been privileged to enjoy all of my life now, since 1978, there's been some form of system in place. And I now believe that that is seriously at risk in a way that it has never been in my lifetime. And I wanted to speak out about that. So I hope you've... I do apologise for my voice. I've been getting over a cold. And if anybody wants to comment, please do.